participants to be able to memorize everything.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So tell us about A Theater for Children. When were you founded?
A Theater for Children honestly has existed for around 40 years in the county, but it kind of had a reincarnation about 8 years ago when I came into the picture and some of the people who had founded it sort of bowed out. It used to be a company where adults performed for children, but I have a background in doing children's theater, and it just kind of naturally morphed without me really trying into becoming a company where children are performing for children. So that's mostly that. Sometimes we have adults, but mostly it's anyone up to 18 who are signing up for our shows. But we have the focus of performing for young audiences.
Okay.
So we only do works that young audiences would like and enjoy.
Right. And what is the target range for the productions?
I'd say that most of our audience members are like between age 3 and 10.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Got it. Okay. So as you said, a shorter production is going to help with those shorter attention spans.
Yes. Our shows are usually between half an hour and like an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. So what is the process like? How do you recruit children to be in the performances?
Yeah. Well, we have, we try to advertise to the community the best we can. We are all a volunteer-based company, so we don't have a big budget. We are just like doing the best we can with what we have. But we just put the information out on our Facebook page, we have an email list, and we have an open audition call. So it's not like many other children's theater companies where people pay a fee and sign their child up.
Okay.
This is free.
Wow, that's amazing.
Anyone can be in the show, but you need to go through our audition process so that we can basically select a cast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for people that, you know, have interests and talents in theater, also who are showing up and showing us that they can be focused and do a good job.
Right.
So that's how we recruit our casts, and then it's free for them to participate in. And we have about a 2-month rehearsal cycle.
Okay.
Then we put the shows together.
Wow.
And then we try to keep our ticket prices really low. For many, many years, they were $5. We just recently raised it to $7. But we try to keep it super affordable so any family can come and see it. And, of course, we would never turn anybody away.
Right.
We also give away about 200 tickets for each of our shows to local nonprofits like CASA and The Living Room, different places that help serve low-income families.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Wow. And honestly, I mean, if you look at like what a movie price ticket is, I mean, that's more than $7.
Yeah. Yeah. Our mission is to build character and to build community. So we try to do everything we can to be as inclusive as possible and invite people in.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have children who come back over and over again to perform?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah?
Yes. We have a lot of those children. So, but it's also good, but it's also a little bit difficult when we get to the point of having so many kids who want to do it, but then we can't say yes to everybody, and
right.
So we don't want to hurt feelings. So we're just kind of like dealing with that now. In the past, we were newer, and we didn't have as many people auditioning, but now we're getting to that place. So for instance, for Little Mermaid, I double cast. So we can have in the lead roles one set of kids and then a different set of kids on the other night.
Oh, nice.
So more people can have an opportunity to play the lead role.
Wow. And then also sort of runs as an understudy, right?
Yeah.
Because in case somebody
could
gets sick
be.
Or doesn't want to,
yes.
you know, can't
yes.
make it. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. Wonderful. And so tell us about this particular production, because I think it's fun and the way that you're tying it in with environmentalism.
Yes. So I was kind of inspired when I saw the live-action version of Little Mermaid by Disney.
Yeah.
And noticing all the things in which the human world is impacting the mermaid's world and under the sea. And I also have another nonprofit I work on called We Save the World, which is all about inspiring eco-heroes. So I was thinking, how can we tie in this environmental theme into Little Mermaid? And so we are having a mural. We usually try to do something before the show that little kids can do that's fun for them.
Yeah.
So we're going to be building this kind of art installation mural.
Nice.
So kids can color in animals and put them into the mural before the show.
Okay.
And we're going to try to invite some partners in. I'm actually going to talk to someone from Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation later today.
Great.
To see how we can bring more information in for the audiences who are coming to see the show and kind of embrace our own lagoon. Just like there's a lagoon in Little Mermaid, we've got our own special lagoon in Santa Rosa.
Absolutely, yeah.
anything that I can do to empower and inspire kids to be creative and to be active, like actors in the real world doing meaningful things is right. really important to me.
Yeah. What about the confidence that children gain by doing theater? Because, I mean, I was a theater kid and I tried sports and it was okay, but I really wanted to be on the stage like from 5 years on.
Yes. Yeah, I feel super passionate about that aspect of theater. Theater is so special because a lot of kids are scared to do things, but they really just need an invitation and a place to do it. And then they're able to overcome that self-limiting factor of anxiety that keeps so many kids kind of trapped.
Right.
And I feel like I've really seen that. Of course, I have, not of course, but I have been doing this for about 20 years. So I have a lot of experience with thousands of kids.
Yeah.
And I also go into a lot of classrooms in my work as a teaching artist for the Luther Burbank Center. Mm. So I encounter this time after time. So many kids are nervous. Right. But then once I make it playful and fun and feel safe, almost everybody is like a sponge, like, yes, I want to do more of this. Yeah. So I'm really happy that I can set up these contexts for kids to have that experience and to gain that confidence and that feeling of pride and excitement that comes of doing something that's out of their comfort zone, but that shows them like how powerful they can be.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really, really special.
Especially to perform in front of an audience, right? And then to get that sort of immediate feedback to the things that you're doing on stage and to hear people laughing or clapping or being moved by what you're doing. That's yeah. going to be really empowering for kids.
Definitely. And yeah. I think that's why so many kids audition for our shows over and over again.
Right.
Because it's not that hard to get into our shows, and it's so much fun not only having that kind of vibe you're talking about, that excitement and enthusiasm, but also this feeling of family, of community that happens 100%. In theater.
Yeah.
It's such a special art form.
Yeah.
Because we're doing something together that's hard in a certain way. It's fun and playful, but there's so much concentration.
Absolutely.
And work involved. And when you do that together, you just get really connected to the people you're working with.
Yeah. What kind of skills do you teach kids when you're doing rehearsals? Because there's a lot of different elements, as you're mentioning, mm-hmm. you know, body work and memorization and all blocking,
yeah.
I mean, all kinds of things.
Yeah. I think one of them that's one of the most important is to be able to just project their voice. There's something that's intertwined with confidence in there because people are afraid to be judged. But when you ask them to speak more loudly and to put their voice out there, it's almost asking them to put themselves out there in the world. So I feel like that's really, really key to what we do. And we conscientiously don't have the little body mics that a lot of theater companies use because then kids don't really have to project.
Right.
So we're a little bit more old-fashioned, low-tech, but in a sense that is inviting the kids to claim their power.
Mm-hmm.
Also listening. Listening is huge. And I think, as I was kind of saying before, the cooperation factor, that's one of the hardest things, I think, for kids, especially now that more kids spend more time in front of their devices.
Yes.
That kind of taking kids down the path of just their individual interests and timing. But when you have to show up and be part of something, it's hard for some kids, but it's also rewarding and meaningful. And it's just like having to do it like forces them to practice those skills of cooperating and listening and like covering up for people. If someone like forgets their line,
right.
then you're going to cover up for that. Or if someone can't find their prop backstage in the dark, you're going to help them right. find it if you can, you know.
Yeah.
Those kinds of caretaking capacities in people, I think, really get boosted in theater.
That's awesome. I'm talking with Bridget Palmer. She is the executive director for a theater for children. What about improv? Do you ever do improv exercises?
I don't do a lot of it now. I used to run an improv company, so I love improv so much. But we usually use it only in like warm-up activities for drawing out people's creativity and helping them you know, kind of go into the unknown and feel more confident. Our last production, which is Versus Princesses, was directed by Emily Stockard, and she did a lot of improv with her kids. I would do more with my Little Mermaid cast, but we have to master all this choreography and music, and we have limited time.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
the only reason why I don't do more, as I would love to.
Yeah, that's great.
I really enjoy it.
So how much of a time commitment is it for the cast once they've been selected?
Our shows are usually two rehearsal periods a week. Okay. Sometimes three, but generally two for like 2 or 3 hours. So that's okay. kind of a commitment.
Yeah. And what about from parents and guardians? What kinds of things mm-hmm. do you ask for from them?
We definitely ask them to help us out. Yeah. The kinds of things you might ask for are volunteering to sell tickets, volunteering to help paint scenery. We love help in the area of like helping us marketing, you know, or selling program ads and things, but we don't usually get as much help in that
right,
department.
Yeah.
But just simple tasks. We try to ask people to share whatever their kind of skill set is and their talents and interests to like share that with us.
Yeah.
It's not very hard, really, but we do count on them because we don't have a paid staff to make it work. And as you know, theater takes a village. Like, you cannot
really
put on
does.
A show
yeah.
without a group of people.
Yeah.
So it has to happen.
What about the behind the scenes? Because, you know, there's things that have to happen, lighting, moving stage
yeah.
things around, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, we've got definitely parents, like, in the costuming, like, helping kids change their costumes
okay.
and kind of keep that all together behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We usually have young people doing our tech right now, like running the light board or running the soundboard.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we're trying to like develop that talent pool so we have more kids available for that.
Yeah.
It's not my greatest skill set, so I'm not as good as mentoring people in that, but I'm super open to that.
Yeah. And oh, that's really cool. That's
yeah.
great. So where does the funding come for a theater for children?
Mostly we just sell tickets and that's enough money to like do our next show.
Mm-hmm.
We have sometimes done other fundraising events. We did a big event last April 1st because we were trying to gather money to buy theater equipment for Kid Street Charter School because we do some of our shows there
mm-hmm.
and they don't have much infrastructure in their theater. So we were able to do that. So now they have more sound equipment resources and they have new Leco lighting. So that would be the kind of thing that we're doing at this point in terms of fundraising, is just to make sure we have more infrastructure where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have more funding to like, we do like an honorarium for our director. That's the only money that gets spent mm-hmm. on people. So I would wish we could pay them more. But at this point, we just do what we do because we love it. And we don't let money stop us.
Right.
You know, it's like if we are really based on grants, that might be a problem.
Okay.
Then there's angels out there that want to support us.
Exactly.
We're totally open to it. But
yeah. Head to the website, atheaterforchildren.com. atheaterforchildren.com.
Yeah.
You can make donations there
yeah.
and support all the great work that they do. All right. So in terms of seeing the show, where is it happening?
Yes.
And tell us the dates
yes.
again.
Yes. So we usually perform in two locations, either Steel Lane Community Center, which is Parks and Rec,
mm-hmm.
or Kid Street Charter School. They happen to be a 100-year-old school, and they have an amazing theater, which many people don't know about.
Where is it?
It's at 709 Davis Street
okay.
on the corner of 8th near Railroad Square.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
It was the venue that was the home of Santa Rosa Players, one of the main theater companies for decades.
Got it. Okay.
But then they moved over and became part of 6th Street Playhouse.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
But it's a beautiful theater. It has a balcony. It has raked, you know, seating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great space for kids, too, because it's big but not too big and very resonant.
Okay.
So it helps with kids projecting their voices.
Right.
And it's just fun. It's just really fun. It has, like, a dressing room underneath the stage.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is not very common in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to go down there for the kids.
Ooh,
and
that feels
ready.
Kind of special. Very
yeah.
fun. How many shows will you have?
We do 8 shows, one Friday evening at 7, 2 Saturday matinees, and then a Sunday matinee for 2 weekends,
okay.
April 26th to May 5th.
All right. And is the price the same regardless
yeah,
of matinee?
It's
or
just
okay,
yeah. general admission. There is space on the floor right near the stage, so any little kids are always invited to sit on the floor near the stage and
That's
be closer
fun.
To the actors.
Okay.
And we also have a program with it. Photographs of all the actors, and so we have a meet and greet after the show.
That's great.
And if the younger kids want to have our stars, you know, autograph their program,
yeah.
then that happens.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Do you ever have moments where the little kids who are sitting, you know, like right next to the actors, do they want to talk or participate or
yes.
inject something?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple things there. One is sometimes we have certain things set where they would participate. For instance, in our last show, there was kind of a theme of the Macarena dance. So okay. we taught it to the audience members, and then we encouraged the kids to stand up and do the Macarena okay. every time it came up. Uh-huh. In the past, we did a super cool show, which I hope we'll do again. It's a Cinderella that's audience participation. So we had kids come out of the audience and like help Cinderella get ready for the ball and that kind
that's
of thing.
Fun. Yeah.
Sometimes kids, especially at Steel Lane, they like just crawl up the stairs because there's stairs there to get onto the stage. So sometimes you have to do a little crowd control and not have them do that in the middle of our show.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
that's a little disruptive for our actors. But we like to have some way in which they can be included because, of course, they want to, and it's fun.
Yeah, well, it's totally different seeing live theater than going to watch a film or, you know, popping a show on. I mean, obviously, like, all kids know all the songs to every Disney thing because
yes.
they watch them over and over again.
Yeah.
But what do you see that experience when children come and watch theater, live theater?
Well, I think for most of them, it's really fun. What happens is that after the shows, I get contacted by a lot of parents that want to find out how to sign their kids up to be in our show. So
yeah.
I think their kids are like telling their parents, I want to do this. And what happens is that I can't always say yes because a lot of times the kids are 5 years old.
Right.
Or four, but we really are not really taking kids until they're like eight at least.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of a gap there. If we had more funding, if we had a home of our own, we could offer classes.
Right.
You know, and we could serve younger kids like in between shows or before they're old enough to be in a show. That's one of my dreams to be able to do that because they get very excited and inspired.
Absolutely.
But they're just a little bit too young, a lot of our audience members, to actually join in the cast quite yet.
Right, right.
But at least, you know, the spark is there and they know they can eventually. That's where we are with that.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. Or do like me when I was 5 years old and had the theater bug and we replayed Star Wars over and over again in the backyard with my neighbor friends.
Yeah.
So we're all like little five-year-olds running around pretend lightsabers out of tinfoil, like all the fun stuff, right?
I totally relate. I used to put on all these musical theater records. That's how old I am.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I would go on my back deck and perform all the songs, you know, to the oak trees and the deer.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. In terms of buying your tickets, should you buy your tickets in advance? Do you sell out?
Yes. We sometimes do sell out. And I think that The Little Mermaid is going to be extra popular because it's such a wonderful story that everybody knows.
Yeah.
And we are trying to inspire people to really celebrate Earth Day. And this is a part of Earth Day, potentially. It has this environmental theme as part of the show. So please do buy your tickets ahead of time to make sure you've got one and not show up with young children and then have to be turned away at the door. That's a sad thing.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get our tickets. You just go online to our website and you click a link. And you can just go right onto the payment platform and buy them online.
Okay, great. At atheaterforchildren.com.
Yes.
It's the website. Okay, excellent. And is it assigned seating or is it just
No, it's just general admission.
Okay, got it.
That also kind of leaves that fluidity for whether the children want to sit on the floor near the stage because we can't really assign that.
Right.
And then I don't know if a parent is going to want to sit next to their children or sit in a seat farther away. So everything is just, you know, however the preferences are for the audience members.
Okay, great. And what about the roles for the children? Because some roles are meatier roles than others. In terms of being able to memorize this, you have about 2 months, right, leading up to your production.
Yeah.
So how do you help kids memorize who have a bigger role?
I don't really focus on that too much. I think they're passionate about it and they just get it done.
Yeah.
Of course, we give them, you know, advice or support if they need it, but it really isn't an issue. I think they just absorb it and they just love doing it. So
yeah. Well, kids are just sponges anyway in terms of learning things.
Yeah, so. You know, typically there's a prompter in theater just in case someone forget their lines.
Right.
But we really don't have a prompter. Like we just don't really need it because people nail it. You know, they're just so excited about it. So.
Very cool. Do you want to tell us about any of the performers who we'll see during this one?
Well, the first one that's popping in my mind, Avery, she's one of our mermaids, our little mermaids. And I started teaching her when she was in second grade. So that's kind of extra, you know, rewarding to me, because some of these children, Avery and another one, Nadia, who plays King Triton, are some that I've started teaching. They're like 7 years old.
Wow.
And they've come back and done shows with me almost every year for very many years. So even though they're only like 13 or 14, they've had a ton of experience. Right. They might have already done like 10 or 12 shows.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. And that I just is, love, yeah. I think one of the reasons I love being a theater teacher and director is because when I get to know kids and watch them over the years and see them developing more skills every year, I just feel so excited and proud for them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And you said that there's two different main casts,
yeah.
So you're rotating.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know who's performing on which date?
Well, we put it on the homepage.
Okay.
So if they care who they're going to see, if
sure.
they have a friend, they can read that information.
Okay.
They're both going to be fantastic.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You know, but I just thought that people might want to know that.
Right, if you're going to support, you know, Avery or
exactly,
whoever it might be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Wow, that's so much fun. I love it. All right. Do you know what your next production is going to be?
I don't. I've been thinking about it, but yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I personally have been kind of wanting to do Frozen. That's kind of like going around in my head.
Right.
So might be Frozen. I also am interested in bringing back that Cinderella production I mentioned, because
okay.
it was super fun for the kids in the audience to participate in that.
Yeah.
I'm not as sure I can get, like, the kids, the teenagers, to, like, want to be in Cinderella. You know, it's almost like that's becoming an old-fashioned fairy tale, maybe.
Yeah, but with this sort of audience participation, it seems like it's really fun.
I'm sure the kids in the audience will love it.
Right.
The last time we did it, we still had adults performing our show, so it was basically adults and a few teenagers.
Got it.
As the cast.
Right.
So I need to, you know, figure that out. Do we try to recruit more adults and teenagers to be the cast members for that show? Or do we have a younger cast, but it's not really, like, realistic at all that, you know, the Cinderella would be old enough to actually get married to a prince?
Right.
Well,
you know, suspend your imagination.
I mean, that's really
right,
how it
right,
is
right, exactly.
This Little Mermaid. I mean, they're not really old enough, and we're not
sure.
worrying about it.
But yeah, yeah.
That's something that I've been pondering in my head
yeah.
about whether it should matter or
you
not.
You know what, though? Imagination is so much fun, and
yeah.
and I also appreciate that you don't necessarily care whether the gender matches, you know, the person that they're playing. The
yeah.
Beast could be played by, you know, a woman in
yeah.
Beauty and the Beast or, you know,
King Triton. Yeah, we actually had that. We just did
right?
Beauty and the Beast
there you
very
go.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's such flexibility and room for play in
yes.
theater that
yeah.
it's okay to do those things.
Yeah, true.
So fun. All right. Well, if people want to support you, if they want to buy tickets, if they want to hear more or sign up for the next audition round that's coming up
yes.
soon in the future.
It'll be like August will be our audition.
Okay.
So.
All right. How many typical plays do you do each year, productions?
At this point, we do three a year.
Okay.
One
that's
in
a
the
lot.
Fall and two in the spring.
Yeah. That's a lot. Wow, cool. All right, head online to atheaterforchildren.com, atheaterforchildren.com. Is there anything else you want to share before we let you go?
I just want to share gratitude to you for letting me come on and talk about it.
Heck yeah.
And,
I'm a theater kid, so I am
yeah.
right there with you.
Thank
this
you,
is
Michelle. Thank
more
you so
opportunities
much.
For children to experience going to theater and
yes.
then participating in it. Both of those aspects are so important, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
So important for SEL, social emotional learning, and developing tons of life skills.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful art form.
Yeah. And I also think that the confidence that you have by participating in theater, no matter what size your role is, like if you're part of the chorus or if you're a main character, like that makes you feel better about your life overall, that you accomplish something, that you are capable of doing something that feels challenging to you. And then when you go into another challenging situation that has nothing to do with theater,
mm-hmm.
your confidence in yourself, your ability to know I can do hard things,
yes,
like really makes you feel better in life.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and chatting
you.
With me today, Bridget. Bridget Palmer is the executive director of A Theater for Children. You can learn more and buy your tickets and just have fun at atheaterforchildren.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Treasures untold, How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing.
Hi, I'm Susan Lucci. I never thought about heart disease until I had my own heart event. At first, like so many other women out there, I ignored my symptoms. A slight pressure on my chest, shortness of breath. I thought, I don't have time to be sick. I had a 90% blockage in my main artery and a 75% blockage in the adjacent artery. I received 2 stents in my arteries. Stents developed through research funded by the American Heart Association. Those stents saved my life. I'm so grateful to the American Heart Association. Their research helped save my life. I can enjoy life with my children, my grandchildren, and my friends. Please, listen to your heart. The only reason I'm here today is because I did. Learn more about the American Heart Association's life-saving work at helpheart.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Bavarian Tuning is your best local option for premium BMW and Mini service and maintenance. Your car requires unique care, and Billy Marr's Bavarian Tuning team knows these cars from bumper to bumper. Just ask Mary, one of our clients.
The Bavarian Tuning team has been taking care of my Mini for 5 years now, and they keep it in peak condition.
Bavarian Tuning, providing expert BMW and Mini repair services. 112 Commercial Court in Santa Rosa.
North Bay Honor Flight is a Santa Rosa-based nonprofit whose mission is to transport our local veterans to visit their memorials in Washington, D.C. at no cost to the honored veteran. The goal is to honor the service of our Vietnam, Korea, and World War II veterans and give them the warm and celebratory homecoming they deserved but never received. Right now, we need volunteers and donations. Please join us in giving our veterans one final tour with honor. Go to NorthBayHonorFlight.org. NorthBayHonorFlight.org.
Hi, this is Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. April 6th marks our 78-year anniversary. And as we move into another amazing year with you, it's important for us to honor the past. Friedman's has been a locally owned and operated family business for 3 generations. A lot of things have changed since my grandfather Benny and Uncle Joe opened the doors in 1946, but the important things remain the same. And just like then, we put people first, caring for our team, our customers, and the communities we serve. It's the Friedman's way. Ours is a story of service and knowledge. You can feel it when you walk through our doors or call us on the phone. A real person will be there to answer your questions and help you find what you need. We put the human side in home improvement. I'm Barry Friedman. Thank you for 78 great years. We'll see you soon in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Sonoma, or Ukiah.
Country Summer, presented by Bud Light, June 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, with Friday's lineup headlined by Old Dominion. Along with Jody Messina.
Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer.
And Cameron Marlowe.
We can't be there.
We can't be lovers.
Little Big Town, headline Saturday, and Jordan Davis Sunday on the Chevy Silverado stage. Brought to you by Bud Light, Bay Area Chevy dealers, Redwood Credit Union, Kendall Jackson Wines, River Rock Casino, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Sonoma Clean Power, and Jack Daniels. Live freely, drink responsibly. Country Summer's 10th anniversary, June 14th to 16th. Single day tickets and 3 day passes on sale now at countrysummer.com.
70s, 80s, 90s, all flashing.